This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Deputies extricated a toddler from a bathroom vent Tuesday after the child got stuck in a home on Georgia Pacific Road. The two-year-old's mother called 911 just before 6 a.m. when the boy bent his leg inside the vent and couldn't get out. Deputies removed a piece of flooring to free the child. Klondike Rescue checked him out and found no injuries. Traffic was backed up in Delco, and one person was injured this morning after a crash between a garbage truck and a tractor trailer. The 18-wheeler was loaded with plywood and struck a garbage truck around 6:30 to 6:45 a.m. Both sides of U.S. 74-76 were blocked for a period. Traffic has since returned to normal. The Provalos Project is receiving a $500,000 shot in the arm. Whiteville City officials announced Friday that the Golden Leaf Foundation is providing a $500,000 grant to the effort. The city and county are renovating 127 West Columbus Street to provide a new home for the tech firm. It's expected to create more than 200 jobs. City Council on Tuesday gave the nod to engineering services for Lee and Franklin Street's improvements. Engineering services portion of the project will come to $2.9 million. The firm previously renegotiated with a construction contractor to reduce the overall cost of the city by more than $600,000. Weibel hopes to complete the $6.8 million project before the Department of Transportation resurfaces the roadways. State health officials reported two pediatric flu deaths today, the first of the season. Health and Human Services is urging parents of eligible children to have their little ones vaccinated against the flu. State Treasurer Dave Bullock announced yesterday that the Hurricane Helene Relief Dashboard has gone live. The website shows up-to-the-minute information on how dollars are being spent, the number of families displaced and helped, and other information about hurricane recovery in the West. Bullock said one of the reasons for the dashboard is to prevent the same kind of fund mismanagement that continues to delay recovery from Hurricanes Matthew and Florence in southeastern North Carolina. A forensic and performance audit of the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery is set to be released this summer. NCORR was responsible for handling funds from the previous major storms. Division of Motor Vehicles self-service kiosks and online services will not be available Saturday due to a planned maintenance outage. Most state agencies offering online services will also be unavailable until midnight. The North Carolina Pesticide Board announced Friday that it had settled a case against a local crop duster. Hugh Cundiff, an apprentice spray pilot for Moore Aerial Applicators, was fined $1,200 because an application targeted at a farm field here in Columbus County drifted onto a road and a residential yard. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is set for February 15th. That's this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lowe's parking lot in Weibel. Shirts are $15 and $18. Bracelets are $3 or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. Kyla is recovering from injuries sustained in a car crash on January 6th. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.